As the 2024 election season gets into full swing, some voters under the age of 30 say they're disillusioned with politics and plan to sit out the election.
We wanted to hear more about this. So first we asked listeners what issues they're most concerned about, and here are some of the responses we got.
I'm trying to pay my loans off, but it's insurmountable.
Lowering the taxes, reducing regulations, doing a lot more manufacturing in America, that would be the best thing for the economy.
What about ensuring that there's a planet to leave behind?
I want to see stricter gun control. I want to see banning of assault rifles.
That's 24-year-old Katie Yao in Skokie, Illinois.
26-year-old Jonathan Bohr in Chicago, Illinois.
20-year-old Izzy Kagan in Bronxville, New York.
And 27-year-old Sarah McCall in Washington, D.C.
Now, voters under 30 tend left of center overall, and they made a big difference for Democrats in the 2022 midterms. But it's unclear if they'll turn out in strong enough numbers to get President Biden reelected.
So to better understand what's going on with young voters, our colleague Leila Fadel spoke with Kay Kawashima Ginsburg. She is the Director for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University.
So young people have always cared deeply about social issues, but this election and before this too have actually cared more about economy, jobs, affordable living, living wage, paying jobs being available to them.
How much of an issue is Gaza? I know that a lot of young voters have told us they care about it. There's a lot of concern. What does your research say about how much this is going to impact young voters at the polls?
So young people are diverse in both their opinions, how politically engaged they are today, and in relation to the Israeli-Palestine issues. So what we know from research is that it is really too early to tell exactly how young people would respond, whether by not voting, voting in certain directions and parties, or opposing certain parties and candidates. What we are hearing, though we did not exactly ask this question in the survey we fielded in late last year, is that young people, about 30-35%, are still deciding whom to vote for.
We saw an enthusiasm among young voters in 2022 in the midterms, in which we saw Democrats turn some of those seats. But we're also anecdotally hearing some disillusionment with Biden, some disappointment, and young people saying they're not going to vote for Biden on principle, even if his competitor is worse in their view. Is this something that your research is showing?
Young people have been not as enthusiastic supporters of the Biden administration before President Biden was elected. So what's different about Gen Z generation in particular, who's known to be politically active, also very diverse and caring about a variety of social issues, is that when they're disappointed in what the government is doing or when the leaders are showing them, they're willing to take the issue in their own hand and try to intervene, try to get involved, sometimes by speaking up by their vote. But by and large, they have voted more than other generations have as youth, regardless of how disappointed they say they are in the government. So if the past couple elections trends hold, young people have been disappointed in the government and the elected leaders, but they voted.
Is there a candidate that young people are turning toward?
What we know from research is that young people do support issue, first and foremost, and do not necessarily show sort of a
party loyalty.
Yeah, correct. So young people really want to hear from candidates who understand where they are in life and understand how they would support their priorities. Economy, housing, cost of living is one of the top issues. But another issue that is not considered social issues per se, but large on young people's mind is mental health issues. Almost half of young people named mental health challenges being part of their daily living. So understanding where young people are as one of the generations that's politically active on one hand, but also struggling mightily with mental health issues and economy is really important point to understand. Beyond social and controversial issues, young people are like everybody else. They're trying to get through each day. And I think candidates who can be on their level and understanding how to listen to them is really, really going to win their support.
But what young voters did do in 2022 is show that they do have power at the polls through the participation they gave. It was seen as a major reason that Democrats won in battleground states. Are candidates respecting the vote of young people like they should now?
You know, I think many young people would say they're not respected enough. We hear that in some surveys, too, where young people are really starting to and have always, to a certain extent, doubted how effective their votes will be, how much they would respond when they elect leaders they think will have their priorities. And I think it continues to be important that the elected leaders show that they heard their priorities in conversation with the young people so that they can come to an agreement or at least a solution that both parties can say, this is one step forward. There's no perfect solution for many issues that young people care about, and there are limits to what governments can do. But what young people have shown is that they are willing to give government and elected leaders a chance by coming out to vote. But if they continue to feel disrespected and unheard, they could, in fact, show that they really need to have that respect by not voting.
That's Kay Kawashima Ginsburg. She's the Newhouse Director of the Circle Center at Tufts University. Thank you so much for your time and your insights.
You're welcome.